Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
There's this thread going on Reddit. Again, I've been going down rabbit holes on Reddit while I've been sitting on the can lately.
Thank you.
It's like the modern chat house, man. It's still kind of wild there, but it's entertaining. And the topic came up was, what was something you've never done, never seen, never eaten, never been to that would just blow people's minds? Right? Something that would blow people's minds. Somebody. Like, here are some of the answers people gave. One guy said he's never had McDonald's before in his entire life.
And I would call that man a liar.
One person said he's never kissed anyone.
Aww.
There was one guy that said he's never been to a dentist. We call them folks from Kentucky. One guy said he's never been out of state. Just always been landlocked where he lives. So my question to the brain trust in this room, what's something you've never done that might blow people's minds?
I've never been out of North America. I mean, I've been to Canada and Cancun, and that's it. I've never seen 1 second of the TV show Big Bang Theory.
But you like Young Sheldon with your daughter.
I love watching Young Sheldon with the kiddos, but I've never seen a millisecond of one of the biggest TV shows of the past 20 years, right? 10
right.
to 20 years.
Okay.
Fake fan.
Allison?
I've never seen Titanic.
Really?
What?
What?
Wow, that was a bigger bombshell than I thought it'd be. Yeah, I haven't.
You're a chick. It's the law.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's really long, right? That's part of my issue. And anytime I have time to watch a long movie, I don't want to watch a sad movie.
Right. Yeah, it's not a feel-good story. Yeah. I think we all know how it ends.
I kind of get the gist. I know about the floating door and the blue ruby or whatever it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our question to you guys, can you beat that? What's something you have never done, never seen, never listened to, never experienced that might blow people's minds? 239-9393. We'll open it up here. 239-9393. Do you have anything that could beat Allison's never seeing the movie Titanic?
It's impressive.
That's a big one.
Thank
Your
you.
Calls next. So the question we have presented to you, what's something that you've never done, never experienced, never listened to, never watched that might surprise people, might blow people's minds? Christine, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel show. What about you, Christine?
My husband is 60 years old, and he has never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
He is one of 8 children.
Does he like peanut butter? Is he allergic to it or something?
No.
Just never got around to it.
It sounds good.
Wow. That's
never a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's wild.
And he's one of 8 kids, so you'd think peanut butter and jelly would go around the house a lot.
Wow, that's something right there. Thank you, Christine. Now, Allison dropped the bombshell on us before we went to break that even though she is a woman, she has never seen the movie Titanic.
Okay, I don't know how being a woman has nothing to do with that.
Oh, come on. It's a chick flick, Allison. It's one of the greatest chick flicks of all time. And last time I checked, you're a chick.
All right. Well, calm down. No, but I have not seen Titanic.
Now you're getting fired up.
Yeah, we're getting into Greg Doyle territory.
Yeah, everybody's getting a little sensitive around here.
You know, I've never made the number one draft pick in the NBA feel awkward.
Because apparently that's a thing now that some people are doing. Elaine, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel show. What about you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I've eaten at a lot of fast food places, but I have never had Taco Bell.
Wow.
Really?
Another big one.
Now, why? I'm sure you've driven by one a few times. Your curiosity never got to you?
No. I've even purchased Taco Bell for my boys, but I never ate it myself.
Do you
I've
like?
I've also never had Chick-fil-A.
What?
Oh!
Whoa.
That's even bigger than Taco Bell.
Yeah. So, do you like Mexican food? Because there are some times where it's the only thing open, like late at night.
Absolutely. Love Mexican food. There's a great place at Trader's Point that we go to
Okay. Man, this is interesting. Brad, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel show. What about you, Brad?
Well, guys, let me start off. I've ate enough Taco Bell to cover your lane. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. You know what? I have not either. Brad, I am with you. You and I are going to belly up at a bar, and we're going to watch something else while everybody else gets into Game of Thrones.
I'm down.
Nigel, did you ever get into the game?
Yeah, I think I told the story. We just had our firstborn child. We just had our kid, and we started watching it. It's just like an awfully violent, gross, just disturbing show.
Like The View.
Yeah, it's right. It's up there.
But you guys are dudes. It's a dude show. You haven't seen Game of Thrones, Hammer?
Is it a dude show?
I think it's both. I think both men and women got into that one.
Now, if you want to have that reaction to me about Roadhouse, you can. And I'm talking about the original, not the remake.
Which I liked. I liked the remake, by the way.
Have not seen the remake, but I have seen the original.
Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal.
We got Jill standing by. Jill, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel show.
Not only have I never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I've also never had a hot dog.
Whoa!
Wow.
These are pretty good.
Like, my mind is being blown here because I think I've had all of these things in the last 7 days. Taco Bell, hot dog, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Jody. Jody is up next. What's up, Jody?
I have never been on social media. Never looked at it unless my wife showed me a video. That's it.
Very nice.
Standing ovation from everybody in this room right now.
You're not missing a thing.
You are the wisest person here, Jody. Well done. Michael, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel show. What about you?
Mike. Just turned 72 last week. I've never been in a fight. I've never hit anybody. Nobody's ever hit me.
Good for you.
That's good. That's awesome. Nigel, you ever been in a fight?
No, I don't think so.
Allison, you ever been in a...
I got punched in the face on the school bus in elementary school once.
That doesn't count. You were kids. Allison, fight?
Just with my younger sister.
Okay.
We used to physically wrestle.
Pete, you get the last word here, Pete.
Yeah, I think I got everybody topped. Long time caller, first time listener.
Ew.
So, 58 years old. I've never had a beer, never drank anything, never been drunk, and my dad owned a bar.
Good for you.
That's some willpower right there, baby. That's some willpower.
There's times where I think I should probably start.
In this day and age, you might want to think about it.
It's the Hammer and Nigel show.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately.